وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، صدق الله المولى العظيم. In this ruku, Allah, in this surah, in this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has explained a very, very important aspect of deen, which sadly has missed our sight and we are not paying attention to that. But before that, by way of introduction, firstly, we wish to express our indebtedness and shukriya to Allah Rabbul Izzat first, and then to our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and all the ulama and mashayikh through whom this wonderful, beautiful deen has reached us. And this deen really means, if we have it in the essence and the true sense of the word, a life of Jannat in this world already. And then at the time of maut, what joy a person cannot imagine. Then in the qabr, what enjoyment a person will get. And then on the day of Qiyamah even, and eternally in Jannah. So this is all by the graces and mercy of Allah, and through all the, from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, through all our ulama, our asatiza who have taught us, our parents who gave birth to us, we are all very gratefully indebted to them, and we make shukriya to them. And this year, this deen, and getting the ticket of Jannah, the passport of Jannah, is through in this world Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the Rasul of Allah. And for us to come out like this, today in a little bit big numbers, around about 200 people, it might seem a lot to some of us, but really if we study the history of Islam, we will see this is still nothing. Not even a pinch of salt in the food, it is nothing. For example, Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi, rahmatullah alayh, very famous about him. He went out with his murids. They were between 10 and 12,000 people who went out. Now, in our time, who is still living now, Shaykh Mahmoud Effendi, the Damat Barakatum, who is a great Shaykh of the Naqshbandi Silsila in Istanbul, in Turkey. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of meeting him. And in fact, once he gave us the opportunity to make bayan in his majlis also. And his majlis used to be on a Sunday, Yawm al-Ahad in Istanbul. And at that time, this I'm speaking about 40 years ago, there were about 2,000 people who used to attend his weekly majalis. And in his weekly majalis, the shkil used to be made, who is going to keep a beard from now? Who is it that has decided to keep a beard? And then kar guzari, of those who have kept beards, what was the reaction from the wife, the family, the workplace, the friends, etc. And tashkil used to be made that which woman will go into parda now. And kar guzari, those who went into parda, what did they experience? This was common there. So anyway, and this is one, another place, I can't remember, in Istanbul, that suburb, when you go there, you see Islam is alive there. And it is still like this still today. About 8-10 years ago, he went for Umrah, and 20,000 murids went with him. So, and in the Khanqah of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, hundreds of thousands of people used to come. This was a thing that was very much alive first in the Ummah, but unfortunately, it died down slowly, and it has become such that we even ask, is it permissible? What is tasawwuf? Is it allowed in Islam? What is it all about? Because we haven't got the right picture, and we don't know our history. And this tasawwuf, what we are talking about, and khanqa and islah, is not all the bid'at and all the wrong things. This is the tazkiyah nafs and islah nafs. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimullah Ta'ala, on the walls in the Khanqah in Karachi, he has got written, Tasawwuf ala minhaji Rasul, on the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not all the bid'at and all the khurafat and evil things that have crept up in the name of Tasawwuf, where photography is a common thing, smoking, dacha, etc. is a common thing. No parda from the woman is a common thing. This is not that tasawwuf. There is the tasawwuf according to the laws of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and for that we have come out, we express our appreciation to all the brothers of Kinross, to the Jamaat, to the ulama, the imams, for hosting us, for giving us this opportunity, and on their side, it is also a great honor that students from about 40 countries today are in your town. And it just like it makes us think of Arafat. Arafat is one barren land, but all the people of the world go there. From every country go to Arafat. In Arafat, from the king till the street sweeper go into Arafat. The great alim and the ordinary person, all are in Arafat. Every Nabi went to Arafat. What an honor. So for us to have these people who are students of deen, ambassadors of deen, and inshaAllah, they will learn deen properly. And then again, as we will discuss, not only the knowledge of deen, not only the amal of deen, but the beauty and the sifat ihsan of deen, that also they will imbibe in themselves. That is why they have come out. And with this, they will go through every nook and corner of the world and bring deen alive in its entirety. Not only the knowledge of deen, not only the practice of deen, but the ruh and spirit of deen also. So all these three things are absolutely essential. Just to understand that, like you want to build a house, any building, masjid, shop, anything, you need the knowledge of the architect. You need the knowledge of the engineer, of the contractors. Then that place will be able to be built. And usually you don't see the engineer there. They come very little. They just see through a few things. And the architect. Then the laborers, you see them. The bricklayers, you see them. The carpenter, the electrician, they will put up the building. And the building, on their work is finished. The building is not finished. A person is not prepared to go and stay in that building. He say tiling is not done. Without tiling you can stay in the place. You say the carpeting is not done. Without that you can stay. And today we say the gardening is not done. And the wife say, I won't go till the gardening also is not done. We want the security also done. So the final touches are done by tasawwuf. The knowledge of deen is done in our makatib and darul ulooms. All the hifz classes, etc. And then the building is done by tabligh jamaat. Amal of deen come alive. And then finally, the beauty and the essence of deen, the spirit and the ruh of deen is done by the khanqah. That is where the reality of deen comes. And when you get a house that is complete with the tiling, with the carpeting, all the final touches, with the gardening and everything, what a pleasure to stay in that house. If you have a house, you only got the knowledge how to build the house. That can't be a house. Or the house is built, but no finishing is done, you're not happy there also. When everything is done, so the whole picture of deen, we need our makatib and our darul ulooms also. We need our tabligh jamaat also. And then we need our khankas to do that. Today, many of us, we don't get enjoyment in deen. To practice on deen, we don't find pleasure. Because we're living in a house without tiling and without carpet, without the gardening being done. There are no air cons and there are no fans in our house. When all that will be done, you'll enjoy. So in our deen of Islam, when the reality and essence will come, then we will enjoy our namaz. We will enjoy to be Muslims. We will be proud in the sense of making shukr to Allah we are Muslims. So that is discussed in this surah, in this ayat. And at the same time also we are thankful to all the brothers who have joined. Just as we were discussing just before namaz, that if it wasn't for this effort of our akabir, our buzurgs who came to our country and made us conscious of all this effort, today, New Year's Day, everyone should have been gone picnicking. Somebody Val River, somebody here, somebody there. We just were to We should have been leaving our comfortable homes to go and suffer in the rain there, and to go and suffer in the sun, and we are happy we are achieving something. We should have gone there for a picnic, and we should have taken tons of food away. Whereas in the house we got so good food. And we should have forgotten to take the tin opener, and we should suffer to open the tin with a knife. And we should enjoy that. There is also now some challenge that we are opening the tin opener with a knife. Perhaps we get cut in the process also. Our whole thinking is gone topsy-turvy. At home you got what a wonderful stove. You got a microwave. You got everything. You can have your food prepared. You got your dastarkhan. You got everything. We put that aside and we go and suffer out in the rain and in the sun. And we think it's a big achievement. This is the barakat of our mashayikh and our elders, that they made this effort that today our masjid is full here in Kinross. And with who is it full? But really, and really, literally, without exaggeration, what farishtas, students from young men, young people, what aspirations don't they have, but for the sake of deen. And they just finished their imtihan yesterday. And today they are out, going out in the path of Allah. What sacrifices, they are here with us. So may Allah Ta'ala reward all for this. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala, very briefly inshallah, Allah says, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah. At this point, let me also mention, let us try and avoid saying Prophet of Allah. Prophet is a, according to the English dictionary, Prophet is a prophesizer, who prophesies, fortune teller. And even in Western society, a fortune teller, gypsies, we used to, now we don't see them anymore, but some time before, they should be move around with their caravans and camp in every town. And then people should go to them to say their fortune, their future. If they knew the future, the poor people shouldn't be living in caravans. And they shouldn't be gypsies moving around like that. And even in Western society, the fortune teller is a low-class person. So they use this word to try and lower the status of our Nabi, that he's a prophet. He's not a prophet, he's the messenger. He brought the message of Allah. He's not prophesizing from his side what's going to happen. He has brought the message of Allah. So even when we do our ta'aleem in tabligh from Fazail-e-Amal, some kitab still has got to have got prophet. So change that word when we're reading Muhammad, the Rasul of Allah. Everyone knows. And if you have to say it in English, the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, don't say the prophet of Allah. From here also we learn many times we think we are praising somebody, but we are actually humiliating and disgracing the person. To say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah is really an insult to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same way the Quran Sharif, let us say Quran Sharif, we say Holy Quran. Now holy doesn't become holy. Like you say halal pork, by putting halal pork can become halal. What is haram is haram. What has got honor has got its actual honor. Give the honor in the way. So we should learn how to praise Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama, the great people. Sometimes we, within our ignorance of praising, we are actually insulting. So that also we should learn. So anyway, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. And in this means he is the last and final messenger of Allah Ta'ala. No Nabi in any way can come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how Qadianis try and explain in a different way that we don't mean it like this, we mean it like this. We mean a Nabi as a shadow prophet. And like for example, we have a shadow government. In case something happens to the government, there's another government to take place. So they speak of a zilli, buruji Nabi. There is absolutely nothing. The doors of Nabuwat are 100% sealed and nobody can become a Nabi. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah also and is the last and final Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. The other meaning which is contained in Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is pattern of life, his way of life, that is the only way of success. There is no other way, so much so, that in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the whole of deen, in majalis. He should sit with the Sahaba. So in one majlis, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading the Torah, which is also the book of Allah. But it has been now cancelled by the coming of the Quran Sharif. And it has been changed also. But anyway, he was reading the Torah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was becoming angry. His face was becoming red. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Umar, "Oh Umar, what has happened to you? Don't you see how angry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is becoming?" Then, and the Torah is the book of Allah, revealed to Musa alayhi sallam, a great Nabi of Allah. But so much of Islam must be that we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't even look at Nabi Musa alayhi wa sallam. We don't even look at Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They are great Kaleemullah, Ruhullah. The Quran has taught them. And the honor and greatness is very, very great. But compared to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's the final and the end. So we must have complete conviction on the path and the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must not look askance what the West is doing. That they are firecrackers, they are burning. What a stupid thing they are doing. How expensive, how much money is just blown up. And what a person today has become the slave of just, of petty small things. Just your taste buds to make them happy, to enjoy. We don't worry it's halal or haram. Your passion and your desire, you don't see whether it's a halal woman or a haram woman. And all these things, just that little, that smoke that comes out. And that light that comes out, and we go mad for all that, and we spend so much money. No, that should not be the case. We should follow our Nabi, what he has taught us, the simplicity of deen, and to follow in the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must make that our object of life. That is all included in Muhammadur Rasulullah. It has come, man tashabbaha bi qawmi. A person who similarizes himself, who makes himself similar to other nations, for huwa minhum, he will be counted amongst those people. One buzurg was a genuine, real buzurg, lover of Allah, pious person. On the occasion of Holi, which Hindus, they do this Holi, what they call. Holi, that they just paint anything red, they throw redness on anything. That is one of their religious festivals. So he was traveling by train, and there was a donkey or some animal there, and from the window of the train, he was eating paan, which is red. So he said, "Nobody has colored you. Let me color you." And he spit it onto that donkey, that he made what they call the play holy, that he made the donkey red. Then, when he got his jannah, he was a pious person, but there was like a worm on his lip all the time. And nobody likes that. If there is a defect like on your lip or something, everyone notices it, you don't like it. That was because he played holy on that donkey. So this imitating the other people, he said, we must follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the important part which relates to our subject today, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those who were with him. The Sahaba, and the Sahaba, the word Sahaba comes from the word Sohbat, company. And just imagine how valuable the sohbat is, company, to be with the ma'ahu, to be with him, to be with. This is so important that Allah kept the names of the sahaba till the day of Qiyamah, sahaba. Whereas there can be no greater alim than the sahaba, no greater muhaddith than the sahaba. No greater mufassir than the Sahaba. No greater mujahid than the Sahaba. But Allah did not call them Maulana so and so, or Shaykh so, Shaykh Abu Huraira. He was a great muhaddith. Muhaddith Abu Huraira. No, Sahaba radiyallahu. And not only on the tongue of the Muslims, but even the non-Muslims, the companions of the Prophet. They say Prophet. The companion of the Messenger. The companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where why this value is on sohbat. So just imagine, ilm is a great darja, knowledge, to have knowledge of deen. I'm not talking of other knowledge of deen, Quran, hadith. What a great position. But a person who came in the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't know one masala, he didn't know one hadith, one ayah. He didn't make one namaz also. He didn't even go for jihad. But just he became a Muslim and he got the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a sahabi.
and the whole world's ulama, and the whole world's mujahideen, the whole world's Uwais Qarni rahimahullah, cannot equal that sahabi. Just because he got this some company. And just imagine, and these are the words not of some conservative, traditionalist, backward thinking alim. The words of a judge Akbar Allahabad, was the judge of the High Court in Allahabad. These words, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. That deen does not come in a person by kitab's knowledge of having so much of knowledge, by lectures and bayans, by money you buy out people or something, or by force you force people. No, deen comes by the nazar, by the looks, the company of the Ahlullah. That is where deen comes. And from there we, this is walladina ma'ahu, the sahaba who were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were in such a way that they pleased Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made him happy. And when, as Buzurg say, dua karai nahi jati hai, dua li jati hai. You shouldn't ask somebody to make dua for you. But you must have such a relationship with him that his duas automatically flow from his heart. That is that tawajjuh. And that is what is this nazar. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. When you have such a relationship with them and you make them happy, and then the dua just flows from their heart, you will see miracles happen in your life. From that dua which just flows, it's not from the tongue. You don't have to tell them, they heard in the ear, make dua for me. But you must have such a relationship that the dua just flows from the heart. You will see your miracles happen in your life. Things which you were thinking are impossible to give up, sin, etc. By that tawajjuh, by that nazar, you will see things are happening in your life. So this is that what is called tasawwuf, to be with the sheikh. In Jami'us Saghir, a great kitab of hadith, it is written, a sheikh fi qawmihi kan nabiyyu fi ummatihi. A sheikh in his people is like a nabi in his ummah. So as with the Sahaba were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who are with their mashayikh, whichever mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, all our mashayikh, see those people who stayed with them, what gems and pearls they became, how their lives have changed. But this is when we do it also in the correct way. Not just for name and fame that we are with the mashayikh, that we'll go everywhere, big da'wats will be made. Like one beautiful poem, ke unse milne ka yahi ek raasta hai, ke unke milne walon se raah paida karo. If you want Allah, join the people who have got Allah. And they will take you to Allah. That's the meaning of the poem. One person who was a jester, joker, he makes a lot of jokes and his nature is of making jokes. He went with our sheikh also in Safar. So he changed the poem in this way. The poem is, unse, to meet Allah, unse milne ke yahi ek raah hai, unke milne walo se raah paida karo. So he changed it, murghi khane ki yahi ek raah hai, murghi khane walo se raah paida karo. If you have to eat chicken every day, join those people who are getting the dawats of chicken every day. You go out with buzurgs, people are you slaughtering chickens after chickens for them. So you will also get. So our Shaykh told him, Zalim, agar teri niyat sirf murghi khane ki hai, tujhe sirf murghi milegi. If your niyat is only to eat chicken, you will only get chicken. If your niyat is to find Allah, you will get chicken also. You will find Allah also. So this is walladheena ma'ahu. And what is the result of this? Well, what we should be making an effort, not only to wear topi, beard, kurta, we look like very beautiful butterflies flying around, that's not the object. But the object is ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, rohama'u bainahum. We should be hard against kuffar and the ways of kuffar. The people of the far past did not hate the kafir, they hated kuffar. Today we don't hate the film, today we hate the kafir. We make baddua for the kafir, but we love the ways of kufr. The loves of kufr are in our heart. The love of the ways of kufr is in our dressing, is in our homes, is in everything. So the truth, the result of this tasawwuf the true genuine tasawwuf, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. You will cut yourself away from all the ways of the kuffar, the non-believers. Ruhama'u bainahum. Amongst yourselves, you will see them with mercy and with kindness. Helping one another. Today, a Muslim person comes in the shop, when he makes salam, we hide our face. Non-Muslim comes, hello, hi, then we also very happy about that. The ways of the kuffar have become dear for us. And to be what Muslim, today we suffer from an inferiority complex. Somebody makes salam to give him jawab, we feel a bit awkward. Especially if there are other customers, other people around. Whereas the way we should cherish the ways of Islam. And today, we're everywhere, hello, hello, on the phone also, hello. And what is hello? That you're telling the person to go to hell, and the lowest part of hell. And he also gives you the same part, but while you also go to hell. And you go to the lowest part of hell. Whereas we have been given, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. What a great ni'mat, peace. You can have all the money of the world. If you haven't got peace, what have you got? You can have all the buildings and mansions of the house of the world, but if you haven't got peace, and if you got nothing of the world, but you got peace, you got everything. And then, wa rahmatullah, Allah's rahmat on you. Wa barakatuhu, and Allah's barakat upon you. When Allah's barakat will come, then what to say? So this is the quality that we should be developing. We have come out in the path of Allah to learn these qualities, that the hatred of the ways of the kufr, that they don't come into us, the cell phone all the time, the filth and dirt on the cell phone, dressing, our jeans, torn jeans are more enjoyable to us today. How topsy-turvy our brains have gone, and we pay more for torn jeans than for good jeans. And we pay more for half socks than full socks. And purchase is their way. We love their way so much that we'll pay more for that. Once you've got your TMU, you've got your jeans, torn jeans on, and you got your skipper on, and you've got your leather jacket, oh, you're a man out of this world. And then if you're wearing your sunglasses, you're on your forehead. What's the use of that? And then you must remember, if you're wearing your sunglasses on your forehead, you've got big problems. And when you wear your sunglasses upside down, the glasses are the best. You must know now your parents and your family got big problems. Even bigger problems. Your head is gone completely up. You must be a druggy or somebody that you are wearing, that you like this. Okay, so this is the effort of this, what we have come out. That rock. We don't go in their ways. What have they given the world? They have given the world drugs. They have given the world nudity. They have given the world AIDS. They have given the world HIV. They have given the world depression. What did they give the world? But we are following like stupids and mad people in their path. And who follows in their path, the baggage comes with it. And you will become a druggie. You will become a... You will go to a psychiatrist. You will end up in a mad hospital. Follow the path of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which wallah in this world will give you the life of Jannah. And in akhirat, what life of Jannah? The actual Jannah you will get. Yeah, you will get the life of Jannah already. And you will see these people, tarahum rukka'an sujjadan, that they humble themselves, make ruku and sajda. They are engaged in namaz. And namaz also, and they have submitted themselves to Allah. Today, how many years, 40, 50 years we are making namaz, but we have put our head down in ruku, but we haven't bowed our heart to Allah. We haven't surrendered our heart to Allah. We are still thinking of the whole world. We are putting our head in sajda. The head is in sajda, which is a great thing, but our brains we haven't surrendered to Allah. While we are in sajda, we're still making our own schemes and plans. We haven't surrendered to the plan of Allah and to the scheme of Allah. So this is this effort of the tasawwuf, that with namaz becomes a namaz of reality. Today our namaz is such that we come to the masjid, but so to say, we drop the body off here. And the main part of the body is the soul, the ruh. And we are going around in the whole world. In our namaz, we are sometimes in Makkah Sharif, sometimes we are where? Sometimes in namaz, we are in the toilet also. What thoughts come to us? So namaz is that namaz, that our thoughts are also in namaz. That we surrender, when we lift up our hands, Allahu Akbar, like a soldier, we surrender to the enemy. Like that we surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Our thoughts we surrender. When we stand with our hands folded in front of Allah, that is the utmost respect we are showing to Allah. And our thoughts must be, so this reality of namaz has to come. That is why we have come out in this path of Allah Ta'ala. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They are all the time seeking this fadl of Allah Ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah. That today, who of us have made niyyah why we are in this world? If you go, travel, sit in the car to go, you know, I want to go to this place, I'm going to the post office, I'm going to the shopping place to buy. You have got to, what is the purpose of our life? Who has made a niyyah? Who has pressed into our GPS why I am in this world? We are already living 50, 60 years, but just getting up, we're making namaz, alhamdulillah, making tilawat. But what is the object and purpose of life? We haven't defined that. So we have. So this is يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. We want Allah's fazal. We want the mercy and the kindness of Allah. We want Allah's pleasure. That must be our object of life. That we are in this world to get the pleasure of Allah, that Allah must be pleased with me. If we lived our whole life, even we made namaz properly 5 times, everything we did, but we didn't know that I came in this world to find the pleasure of Allah, then our namazes will also be just of that type. So this is the purpose and object of life which we must define. Why I'm living, to find the pleasure of Allah, to save myself from Jahannam, to get into Jannah, the pleasure of Allah. Jahannam is the exposition of the displeasure of Allah, to save myself from that. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. If we will do that, then you will see the signs, literally and outwardly, the signs of sajda on their forehead. But you will see them, they are humble. No pride in them, no arrogance in them. Those are the qualities that we must strive for. Today, what is the cause of our fights with our wives in the house? And the husband doesn't want to humble himself. The wife doesn't want to humble herself. Nobody is prepared to say, I was wrong. Nobody is prepared to say, forgive me. We will rather not talk with one another. Like small children get cross too with one another, they don't talk. Husband and wife get cross with one another. 2 days, 3 days not talking. And then they look for some excuse to talk with one another. But nobody will have the courage to say, forgive me, it was my mistake. And if a person was on haq, he was not wrong, and he asked for forgiveness just to solve the problem, Allah builds a palace for him in the heights of Jannah. But today, who is prepared? This humility must come into us. Not only tarahum ruku and sujjadan, that you see them making ruku and sujda, and still pride that I'm a I'm very holy. That by your namaz, holier than thou attitude is coming. That will come with your ibadah, which you learn in tabligh jamaat in darul. But in the khanka, the reality of the tawadu will come. The reality of ruku and sajda. Not only you putting your head down, and not only you are bowing down, but you are actually becoming humble. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Who humbles himself for Allah, Allah raises that person. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَذَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And a person who has got pride, Allah destroys that person. So these qualities must become. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. This is no new thing. The Tasawwuf today is no new thing. It was right in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was in the Torah and in the Injil. It was from all the time. Because and the beauty of this and how Allah encourages. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْعَهُ فَعَازَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَرَ. Like a plant that comes out, the shoot comes out. Very weak it is, but slowly it becomes strong. فَاسْتَوَى عَلَىٰ سُوْقِ. Then it stands on its own stem. It has become strong. And when, so just like that, a person who comes out, he comes out in the path of Allah, into suluk, into tasawwuf, he will find he's weak. And Allah Akbar, Allah has given us such great lessons to learn from little children also. We see a child, our children, we see children all the time. When they are born, they can't do anything, they just lying. Slowly they start making some movements. Slowly they start crawling. Then slowly stands up, falls down again. Takes one step, falls down. From here we should learn this lesson which Allah has taught us in tasawwuf. When you want to correct your life, you knew I've got very bad habits. I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to other evils. My anger is out of control. I've got bad and filthy habits. Now you try and change, but you see you relapse again. You go back again. So don't give up. Like the baby, see, the baby never gives up. And within a short span of time, that baby is walking. Now it's jumping, it's running, it's doing funny tricks. You get frightened. What tricks the baby is doing? Like that, in the tasawwuf, you will relapse also. You'll fall, but get up again. Is tariqe se humne tayi ki manzile. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, we covered our journey to Allah in this way. Hum chale, we walked, gire, we fell down. Uthe, we got up, chale, we walked again. So this process will carry on. You will make no mistakes, make tawbah istighfar. And Allah is so relenting and so merciful. As soon as you make tawbah istighfar, Allah forgives you. And then, من تقرب إليه شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. A person who comes a handspan to me, I come in arms length. A person who comes walking to me, I go running to that person. So this is the path to go to Allah. And soon you will become firm and strong. And then not only will our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person who has got a physical illness and he goes to doctor. Doctor treats him, hopefully he gets better, but he doesn't become a doctor. He was a patient, he's still a patient, he's now cured. But in spiritual life, you go to your Shaykh with your spiritual ailment. And when you get cured, he will give you khilafat, he'll make you a doctor. Yeah, you don't only get better, but you become a doctor also at the same time. So this is that path that you become so strong. يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّى لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ And the farmers also become happy. How that's planned. Then like that, the farmers of deen, your mashayikh, your elders will become happy. MashaAllah, look at our produce. How strong they are today. MashaAllah, they are firm on deen. And at the same time, on the other side of the coin, the non-believers, the kuffar, will have great, they will burn in their hearts. That where these Muslims are reaching through the khanqah. And remember, there is not the time to go in the detail, but the enemy realized and they destroyed our khanqahs. Today we have got practically no living khanqah in the world, 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's only Ramzan, little bit some shakal of khanqah. And they changed the shakal and the picture of khanqah to all bid'at and rusumat, to all rituals and outward things. And today with many of us we make little zikr, we think we're in khanqah. But the reality is what Allah has explained here. These are the things that must become alive. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Minhum is very important here. That all those who make iman and amalisa from amongst them, not for all of them. From among them, those who bring this reality, not those who just got the outward form of iman and amal saliha, who just got a picture, you got a picture of a lion, what can that lion picture do? Nothing whatsoever. You got a lion in a cage, in the zoo, it's also limited. But you have a lion out in the jungle, see that power. So a Muslim who's only in picture by name is Muslim, what is that? But those Muslims who brought reality into them, who brought life into that picture, and the reality for such people, Allah has promised, مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا Full maghfirat from Allah. And that is the greatest thing a person can get, forgiveness of Allah. And not only does Allah forgive, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا A great reward also Allah Ta'ala gives. Yeah, in this world, if a person was found guilty for some capital crime, and he's sentenced to death or whatever, and he appeals to the state president, to the prime minister, and they give him clemency. Okay, we're letting you off the hook. We're giving you a chance. But they're not going to give him a block of flats also, or a filling station also, or 10 farms also. When Allah forgives, Allah gives you so much more. Allah doesn't only forgive you, but Allah gives you. So this is why we are here. Jazakumullah to the people of Kinross for hosting us. Jazakumullah for all the students and our other satis who have come and made this environment possible. May Allah bring the reality of this into us. Let it not just be an outward form, but the reality of deen come into us. And it won't come without the khanqah ever. This is meant for that final touches and the reality of deen to come into us. Otherwise we'll just have an outward picture and we'll be happy with the picture. You got a forged note, you want to go and buy, they reject and then you'll be sorry. Our iman must not be forged when we go in the cupboard. They say, no, fake note you got. Fake iman you got. No, it can't buy you anything of Jannat, of Akhirah. Where are we going to go to? So may Allah grant us this reality. This is the effort to take this reality. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad.
وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. The Islahi Jalsa was in Amalo. Please try and attend. Prichard is not far from here, very close. Try and attend tonight. And if you can, the programs further on in Bethel also, and Pit Ratif, it's not so far, and it's not a very busy period of the year. Try and attend. And Amalo, please try and come and bring others also. And in February, inshallah, we'll have our Islahi Jalsa in the Darul Uloom in Azadar. Try and attend that one also, inshallah. Yeah, from the people.